I'm delighted now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Nate Downey. He's a permaculture landscape designer. He's the author of the book Harvest the Rain. And this Sunday, he is taking part in an event. It's called March Against Monsanto. It's starting at the Santa Fe Farmers Market at noon, and they're marching to the Roundhouse. Welcome, Nate, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a very exciting week.
Well, it's a very interesting thing. I mean, we just had a show this week about Edible City, which is all about urban farming and what the big food problem is in this country. And part of it is companies like Monsanto. Why are you marching against them?
Well, Monsanto is essentially trying to corner the food market on some level with creating seeds that only they can sell, that they're patented, that then they sue farmers who end up having them on their property, sometimes by accident.
Yeah, blowing with the wind.
Yeah, yeah. And they also have a really long history of a poor track record in terms of health. The Agent Orange from Vietnam, which poisoned so many people. Roundup, which is the world's biggest herbicide, all over North America and elsewhere, creating tumors, causing birth defects. They're the makers of dioxin and PCBs, and they, and that's the beginning. There's a bovine growth hormone, and all these untested products that end up in our bodies. And the next big thing for them is the GMOs, genetically modified organisms, which the European Union, Australia, and others are banning right and left.
You can't, as far as I understand it, you can't get genetically modified food in Europe. I mean, that they won't sell
it. I think Spain and Romania, for some reason, are, where you actually, Monsanto has been able to get in there. And I'm not exactly sure of all the other countries, but I recently read that those are two exceptions. But France has been very adamant lately. And the UK was, I think, the first country to really say, hey, wait a minute. The FDA never approved this stuff. And just because it's coming out of America, what the FDA said was that as long as you say it's healthy, it's fine with us for you to sell it.
As long as the company says it's healthy.
As long as you, these days now we have to, the person, right? Because it's supposedly a person, according to Citizens United decision. But, right, the company can say it's healthy, and the FDA will just go ahead and agree.
So I can grind up bicycle parts and mix it with compost and coat it with chocolate and say that's healthy and the FDA will approve it?
If your name is Monsanto, probably. Now, it's partly because a lot of the people who are doing the regulating, especially early on and the evolution of all this, the cronies that would be appointed were assigned to say, let Monsanto do what it wants. And there's a lot of people at the FDA who've been trying to get the word out about this, but oftentimes they're silenced and aren't allowed to do so. So there's a huge element of just political corruption that if people, say, aren't really, for some weird reason, interested in the food issue, they should be interested in the corruption part of this and the fact that this Saturday is a great opportunity to exercise your democratic right, to get out and get people to hear us cheer for a better way of creating food in this country and the world.
So there are over 400 marches happening all over planet Earth of the same kind.
Is
it the same time?
Well, okay, I don't know if they're doing it
in Brisbane at
midnight or whatever, right?
At noon, whatever their time zone is.
Maybe that's what
perhaps.
It is, thank you. Yeah, and you can go to marchagainstmonsanto.com and look, and it starts with Africa, and it's got all the ones in Africa, right? And it goes down. There's like 22 in the state of New York. There's 3 in New Mexico now, Albuquerque, Silver City, and Santa Fe.
What do you hope to accomplish? I mean, Monsanto isn't going to look at these marches and say, oh, okay, I think we'll just declare ourselves a new company now and stop doing that stuff?
Right. That's a great question. One of the things that might be accomplished is, from what I understand, the Monsanto Protection Act was passed by Congress, but Obama has not yet signed it. Now, if he sees enough complaints, maybe he'll actually take another look and veto that. I very much doubt that. And I'm sure it's sort of in his old box to sign before the pocket veto kicks in. He's unfortunately nominated and gotten various people who are part of the whole Monsanto FDA ring to be part of his administration as well. And so maybe he misinterpreted the tea leaves years ago when this was sort of his decision to make, and maybe he'll say, wait, let's change our course. But current course of the administration is to continue what the Bush administration did and the Clinton administration did and the previous Bush administration did, which is basically let these rich companies that are involved in our food system do what they want. And it's time for us to say no.
The March Against Monsanto is starting at the Farmers Market this Saturday, May 25th at noon. There's a march to the Roundhouse, and there will be signs for people who want to carry them, or they can bring their own signs or their own t-shirts or their own tambourines or whatever people would like to do. And Nate Downey is a permaculture landscape designer, author of Harvest the Rain. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.